It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Ukraine's government is under international pressure for its response to ongoing protests. The government has assured the U.S. it will not call out the army, but protesters believe the government is looking for an excuse to use force and is planting provocateurs in the crowds to discredit a peaceful movement. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from the capital, Kiev.
On December 1st, some 300,000 people gathered in Kiev's central square. That demonstration was peaceful, but just a few blocks away near the presidential administration building on Bankova Street, trouble was brewing. Yuri Batusov, a Ukrainian journalist, was there when masked men rammed a construction vehicle into a barrier set up by young soldiers. He says several dozen highly aggressive attackers then stormed the soldiers' line.
They were a very organized group. They had metal sticks. They had fires.
Fire bombs, actually, and flares. Video of the clash went worldwide, showing attackers with makeshift helmets, steel bars, and bats. One man repeatedly whips at the troops with a heavy chain. Ukraine's government has a fearsome squad of riot police known as Berkut, but they were nowhere to be seen.
I saw the soldiers, 19-year-old. They stay against the crowd, and I see that they don't have shields.
Batusov says the troops were mostly young, inexperienced draftees, 19-year-olds, who weren't even provided with the protective shields that riot police carry. In the video, they can be seen locking arms and taking the brunt of the attack. Batusov says opposition activists at the scene recognized that the attack would create a horrific image that was just the opposite of the giant peaceful protest that was taking place several blocks away.
And we wanted to stop the attack of a very small group of hooligans on the soldiers.
But he says the hooligans also beat up activists who tried to intervene. By now, the air was filled with tear gas, Batusov says, and civilians had to retreat. The young soldiers didn't have gas masks, but some of their attackers did. After more than 3 hours, the authorities brought in trained riot police who severely beat activists and journalists, arresting at least 9 of them. By that time, Batusov says, the hooligans were nowhere to be found. He says they were provocateurs who were paid and protected by someone in the government and who set upon ill-equipped young soldiers in an effort to create casualties, discredit the opposition, and produce scenes of violence for the mass media.
It was only special effect, no more.
The opposition moved quickly to try to stem the damage to its image. This is opposition politician Petro Poroshenko speaking to reporters the next morning. He says the protest leaders did everything they could to keep activists from joining in the clash. Poroshenko calls the attackers tituschki, a common nickname for thugs who are hired to provoke violence. Amnesty International has been focused on what it says are human rights violations from the beginning of the protest. This is Tetyana Mazur, Amnesty's director in Ukraine.
And right now, what we are demanding is an effective, transparent, prompt investigation of all events which took place at Bankova.
The government has been silent about the allegations, but the issue is still a concern for protest leaders who fear that a desperate government may resort to new efforts to touch off clashes. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kiev.